Hi there. My name is Tom Morgan. I'm a Microsoft MVP for Office Server and Services, and I'd like to talk to you today about something that's pretty cool about the bot framework and specifically about the Skype for Business integration. And this is really interesting because it's something that is specific to just the Skype for Business integration right now, and that's the ability to reach out to users from the bot framework out to those users. So if you've ever done anything with bot framework before, you'll know that it's very much a mechanism where the users contact the bot and then they contact the bot framework and from there into your code, and you can then respond to those users. Now, with the Skype for Business channel, you can actually reach out to specific users, target them. They don't have to have contacted the bot before. You can send messages directly to them. And that's really because Skype for Business is a different kind of channel from something like Facebook Messenger or Slack, which is much more public. Skype for Business, if you've added the Skype for Business channel to your bot, then you need to have already been a Skype for Business tenant admin. So there's a certain level of authority there. So you are allowed to do these things. So the structure of this video is going to be quite freeform. It's going to be no slides, it's going to be code, and I want to go through the code on the screen kind of as I go. I think it's a good way to kind of get over the information. It's very similar to kind of workshops and things I do. It seems to go down better than just dumping a load of GitHub stuff on the web, which I'm going to do as well, and you can have access to all this stuff. But I think it helps if I go through it a little bit first. So before I start, because otherwise I will forget. There's some information about me on the screen. When you're watching this video, you'll be able to go and get all the code from GitHub. Go to this address first, so thoughtstuff.co.uk/code, and you'll see the project listed there. And from there will be the links to the GitHub repository for all this code that we're going to cover in the video. And there also is a link to my blog as well, for some more information. All right, so we're going to cover this outbound messaging to Skype for Business clients. And throughout the video, I want you to remember that I'm going to cover three things, and they are the kind of good, better, best. So I'm going to show you three different ways of doing this, starting with the good, then going to the better, and then going to the best. Okay? Okay, let's get started. So over here, so this is a sample project for something else I was doing, and you'll probably recognize this from if you've done anything with the bot framework stuff before. Actually, before we start, if you haven't done anything with the bot framework stuff before and you want a bit of a primer around the bot framework, have a look at another video I did. I'll put the link here, but it's quite a long one, so you might be better off just searching Channel 9. So the title is Getting Started with Bot Development Using Microsoft Bot Framework. The Channel 9 link is there, but like I say, it's a bit of a long one. So you might be better off just going to Channel 9 and then just searching for that title. So if you've done anything with Bot Framework before, you'll be familiar with this here, the Messages Controller. And this is typically where messages come into your application. You can see here from the post, all the messages come in here, and then you can decide what to do with them. I'm going to keep this here for my application because I want to keep being able to respond to messages coming into a user, sorry, coming into the bot, and we're going to come back to this later. But what I'm going to do is create a brand new controller just to kind of segment the code a little bit, make it easier for you guys to see it as well. So brand new controller over here. And I don't have to have anything, there's no particular naming convention here because this isn't the code isn't, you know, there's no messages that are going to come into here. I'm going to trigger this when I want to send a message out to go from the bot framework out to my users. So let's start off with a just a new method here. So we're going to call it contact user. And it's a standard, we're going to inherit from the API controller. So this is just going to be, we can post in on this method. We can post in with some information we want. So the first thing we need to do is we need to tell application that it's okay to send messages off to the bot framework. Okay, and we do that by trusting the service URL. So these two lines at the top here. So the trusted service URI is kind of fixed, and it's the kind of endpoint where, you know, you can go to the bot framework and that's where you send your messages for them to be sent out. And before you can post things then, before you can create conversations there, you know, you need to run this trust service URL and to add that service URL for your application. So we always need to do that first. And obviously we need to know where we're going to send the message to. Now this can be, so I've in here I've put my address. It needs to be a user that sits on the tenant where your bot has a channel. So you've got your bot registered on Bot Framework. You've linked it to a Skype for Business channel. And as part of that, you've had to run some code as a tenant admin in your Office 365 Skype for Business online environment. And it's that environment that you can send messages to. You can't send them to anyone else. You can't send them to random people on the internet. You can only send them to people in that tenant. Okay. So I have this bot, I have it registered to my thoughtstuff.co.uk tenant. Therefore, I can send a message to this SIP address here. Okay, so now once I've done that, I create a new connector client and I pass in the URI of this trust service URI. Okay, so I'm creating a new connection here, a connector client. And if we just flip over quickly, I'm going to flip to and from between the standard message controller that you see in the bot framework template. And here you can see a similar kind of thing going on where we're creating a connector client to the service URI. So sorry, service URL that comes in from the activity. And that's the one we're going to respond to. And we're going to come back to service URL in a minute because it's important. But right now we're creating a connector client to the trust service URI from up here. The next thing we need to do is add the participants to this connector. Now, that actually takes a list of users. We only actually have one user. So what we're going to do is we're going to create this empty list of participants. And we're just going to add a new participant. Now, the object that you add when you add a participant is called a channel account. And it takes two parameters. The first is the ID. In this case, it's the SIP address. And it does have to start with SIP. And the second is the name. So if you have like a friendly name, if you know a friendly name, then you can put that in there. In this case, I'm just going to pass the SIP address twice because I could put my name in there, I suppose, but I'm just going to keep it kind of simple. I'm just going to keep my SIP address there in both cases. Now, we need to create some parameters. So I'm just going to skip that and come back to it in a second. Because this is where we actually create the conversation. So we take our connector and we go connector.conversation. So if I bring up the IntelliSense for this, you can see the connector has a collection of conversations as well as, you know, some other bits and pieces about the client, the user agent, serialization settings. But what we're going to do here is say we're going to create a conversation and we're going to pass in the message. And the message is really a conversation parameters object. So I'm going to paste it in here and we're just going to go through it. So it's a new conversation parameters object. And there's a bunch of different things you can put in here. Some things you need to put in here are the identity of your bot. So this needs to match up to your bot's identity in Skype for Business. Okay. So when you registered your bot, your channel from the bot framework, you had to choose an endpoint in your tenant that has to match up to this. The name's less important. It doesn't actually need to match up. You need to pass the participants. That's that list that we built up a few minutes ago. And the subject of the conversation. So I'm going to call mine my test conversation. And then here we have an asynchronous call to go and create the conversation. Okay. At that point, that's everything we need to actually go and set up the conversation. So I'm just going to end this method with an OK response. And we can actually run this right now. So I'm just going to run this code here. I've got Postman over here, so I can make this post request. It's going to go /API notifications to hit this controller and then into this method. This code here is going to run. In fact, let me just put a breakpoint up here somewhere so you can see that happening. Well, except it's not going to. It might. We'll see. And I also have down here, I have my Skype for Business client signed in as me. So let's make that post and see what happens. Okay, things were in hiss. Okay, so we hit this breakpoint, which is good. And if we continue through this, then hopefully what you should see, yep, down here, incoming IM and a conversation. Now, the interesting part here is that there's no actual message in the conversation, but we've done exactly what we said we were going to do. We've created a conversation. We just haven't actually put any messages in there. Okay, so this is a good start, but we're not quite there yet. And here in this post, you can see a 200 OK. So that means we've got all the way to the end of this code and posted back this OK. Fantastic. So the next thing we're going to do is we're going to move this up a step by sending a series of messages. And rather than just send one message, we're going to send 10 messages, each a second apart. So what I'm going to do is create another method down here just to handle sending those messages. So this creates the conversation. And then I'm going to have a private method down here just to send the messages. So let's just go through this. Now, some important things happen when we create the conversation up here. This response object contains super useful information about the conversation that's just been set up, and we need to keep that information and use it if we want to send messages to that conversation. So critically, we need to take capture of the conversation ID and the service URI. So the conversation ID is the response.id object that we get from this response. And also in this response, if I bring up the IntelliSense, there's a bunch of stuff. There's also the service URL. Now, if you remember, if I flip back to the messages controller, the service URL is important in sending messages. So we definitely want to keep hold of that as well. So let's pop that in there as well. Let's store these two objects here, and we'll pass those in a minute to our send message method. So we're going to send the service URL, the message we want to send, and the conversation ID. And then within this method, again, same thing, create a connector client, but this time, rather than going to this trust service URL, we are going to the URL of the conversation. So it's this service URL that comes back. Yep. So we create a client now just for that conversation. Now, under the hood, what we're doing is HTTP, RESTless, you know, response request, a nice kind of RESTful way of doing things. Up here on the kind of .NET implementation, it means that we need to create another connector. We then need to make a simple reply. Now, it's not really a reply, I suppose, because we haven't actually sent any message yet, but I'm calling it reply. And we say activity, create message activity. So this is part of the, it comes with the template, it's part of the bot builder code that you get. You get this activity object, and there's actually a number of different messages you can create. You can create these, you know, conversation update messages, contact relation updates, is typing, ping, and this is how you kind of do that integration with the bot framework. Now, one of those things you can do is create a message. You can give the message some text, a locale, some other information. This is kind of the minimum you need to give it, the text, and where it's from. And the from, again, is this channel account of your bot, and optionally your name. And then to actually send the message here, we've got this asynchronous send to conversation method, which takes in the reply, which is this activity, and the conversation ID. All right, fantastic. So we are ready to use this. So what we're going to do is I'm just going to put in a for loop here, and I'm going to call it 10 times. And each time I'm just going to sleep for a second and just I'm going to put out the time. So we've got this method here, which we're still going to come in and call this method. We're going to create the conversation, and then we're going to iterate 10 times and call this method. And this method is going to just create the message and send the message out and wait for it to be sent out. One more curly brace, and I think we're good. So let's run this. And let's find Postman again. Okay, and so let's hit that code again. And hopefully, all right, so we see the pop-up. And now we start seeing those messages coming in. So this is kind of, now we'll get those messages every second. You can see the times updating. You can see them coming through on the screen. So that's pretty impressive. Now we can actually use the bot framework and we can reach out to users that have never talked to the framework before. And that's pretty interesting. So why would you use this and where would you use this and what are the rules? Well, first of all, the first thing to be aware of is that if I now reply to this bot, if I was to send that message, it doesn't go anywhere near this code. Actually, what happens is it goes back to the bot framework and it goes eventually back in through this post up here. And in actual fact, if I was to send this right now, it would actually not go to this code here. It would go to the live code because it's going directly to the bot framework. And the bot framework only knows about the published code that is in Azure for this application. So it's a thing to be aware of, that the messages, even the replies from here, always come back here. Now you can totally tie those things together, because in this activity, this that comes through here, which I can show you if I stop debugging, in this activity here, you will have all the information you need about what this conversation is. Yep, the conversation ID and where it's coming from. So if you have sent a message out and then you start getting replies that come back in here, you can tie them together. But that is kind of on you to do. So it's something to be aware of, but it can make for some really rich applications. So you could imagine, you might have some kind of internal system where people use the bot framework to ask questions and they go to the bot and ask questions and ask for status updates. But then sometimes the bot might want to reach out and proactively tell a user that something has changed and that something is updated. And that's the thing you could do here. You may also perhaps take in messages from users that aren't Skype for Business users, contact Skype for Business users, and then kind of join them together. Now, all that code is on you to do. I'm just showing you that it's technically possible to do now. So that's all pretty exciting and pretty cool. And that's the good. So I said there were three things, right? Good, better, and best. That's the good. So I was thinking about this and I thought, well, that's pretty cool, but I wonder if that code can run by itself and whether it needs to be inside this kind of web framework that's here, inside next alongside the messages controller. What if it could just run as a console application? Wouldn't that be useful if you could just have a bit of code, .NET code that ran anywhere? You could drop it in to, line of business applications. You could drop it into a ton of different places. And all it did was send a message through the bot framework to a Skype for Business user. Wouldn't that be kind of useful? The answer is yes, it would. Now, this is interesting because now you're able to reach out to users and send them messages through the bot framework. You don't need AD applications. You don't need any on-prem hardware. You're just using the bot framework and you're sending it just enough commands to send out a message, an IM message to a user. So I thought, let's see what it takes to actually go and build that. So over here, I did exactly that. So this is a brand new console application that I've created with File, New Project. The first thing I did was I added the Microsoft Bot Builder code from NuGet. I'll show you how to do that because you need to do it before you do anything else. So come down here. There's a couple of different ways to do this. This is the one I prefer. Come down to the Package Manager console. If you don't see that, go to Tools and NuGet Packet Manager and Packet Manager console here. In the Packet Manager console, type install-package Microsoft Bot Builder and press Enter. That will download you the latest version of the Bot Builder. And you can see here, I get a message to say I already have this. So that's the first thing I did. Now, you will recognize a lot of this code. I've pretty much just lifted this code exactly as it was from the example we just looked at. So this stuff is all the same. This stuff is all the same. Everything, in fact, all of this code is exactly the same. The only thing that's different is that I'm not returning a HTTP response, 200 status. I've made it a static asynchronous method and I'm calling it in the main with await. The other thing I've done is, the other required part, if you like, is that when this code runs, it will present credentials to the bot framework so that the bot framework knows that it's allowed to do this stuff. So you need some app settings. You need these, you need your app ID and you need your app password to be in your app settings. Okay, so these are mine. By the time you watch this video, I will have changed these. So I'm pretty okay with you looking at them now. So you need these in here. But then once you've done that, if I now run this as an application, and running as a console application, I get the pop-up again. And exactly as before, the messages are, now being delivered exactly the same as before. So that's pretty exciting because now it means we're not tethered to using the same application, the same API, the same web API application. We can break this out into a separate EXE. We can put it alongside other pieces of code. We can wrap it up. We can embed it into line business applications. We can kind of do whatever we want with it. We've packaged it out into this small piece of .NET EXE code that we can call from anywhere. And I thought that's pretty cool, right? So that's the better. So I said there was going to be a good, better, best. Can we take this up a level? Can we like shift it into the next gear? Now, I think we totally can. And that is by using Azure Functions. Now, if you've not used them before, and I'm still kind of quite new to them, they're the ability to run code kind of just in the cloud, serverless architecture. So your code isn't running anywhere particular that you care about. There's nothing to look after. It's just running in the cloud and you can write PowerShell, you can write C#, you can write a bunch of different languages. So I thought, what would it take to get this running as an Azure function? So have a look at this. So come over here. So this is a Azure function I created. And so down here, we have the actual code itself. Now, this is really, really similar to the code we've already seen running twice already now. And I'll just quickly take you through the differences. The first thing is the dependencies. So where I said before that we needed to, when we were making it as a console application, we needed to go to NuGet and bring in the bot builder package, exactly the same here. And the way you do that is by, in your project.json file, which you can just create if you don't have, you create a project.json file. In here, where you put your dependencies, you can say .NET 4.6, dependencies, Microsoft Bot Builder, and the version. And it will just bring that in for you when you first run it. It's pretty cool, right? Pretty amazing. So that's the first part. The second part I want to show you is the actual kind of code itself. So let's go and have another look at that. So all I'm doing is I'm logging. This bit here is just pulling out the message we want to send. So what I'm saying is that you can either send the message by putting it in the body as a JSON message object, or you can pass it along the command line as a parameter, as long as you call it message. And I'm looking for that first, and then I'm looking for the request body, and then I'm just setting the value to be whichever one is there. to that value there. And then this code you will recognize already. Do the same things with the trust service URI, send it to the same person, do the create, blah, 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 blah. All this is exactly the same, except I've changed the name of my bot here. Didn't make any difference. I was doing some testing, so I changed it to Postman Pat. So I'm just going to change it back again to what's happening. Take the conversation ID and the service URL, and this time I'm going straight into sending a single message. I'm just sending the one message. I'm sending it straight in and waiting for it to be sent, and then I'm finishing off my function. All right, so Azure Functions have a nice kind of test window over here where I can call this. And so the message I'm going to use is this hello from Azure. So when I'm ready, I can hit save and run. And the code gets recompiled when I hit save, and then gets run. And straight away, I get an IM. And there's my message. Now, why is this better than running it as a console? Well, for a start, when you run it as a console application, you have to look after it. You have to run it on a machine. You need to make sure it's running. You need to invoke it, and you need to do all these other things. Azure Functions, there is no machine to look after. It's living in the cloud. It's sitting there. It's, you know, it's always going to be running because Microsoft are looking after making sure it runs. The other thing is that you get a function URL. Now, this is a unique URL that you can hit to invoke this function wherever you are. And so what we've really done is taken all this stuff around sending out a message, an IM, to a Skype for Business user from the bot framework, and we've condensed it right down into hitting a single URL. And that's pretty cool. So from here, here's that URL, and we're going to tag onto it. The end, we're going to tag our message equals hello, and we can send that out, and bam, here comes our message, and we can do that all day long. So that's interesting, because now we get this URL that we can take and put anywhere. We can put it into flow and trigger it when things happen. We can embed it into, you know, monitoring applications. We can put it into if this, then that. We can run it from PowerShell. We can do all sorts of things just from this single line of, you know, invoke this on an Azure function and go send an IM, you know, from the bot framework, send it through to the Skype for Business, reach out to that user. And maybe we want to then involve the user in a conversation so that they respond, and then their responses just then go through the normal bot framework stuff we've already set up from before. So that's all pretty cool. And that's the kind of good, better, best scenario I wanted to talk to you about around sending out these messages and, you know, sending them out to Skype for Business clients from the bot framework. I'm going to leave you with these links that we talked about earlier. So hope you find that interesting. I hope it's useful. Like I say, go to thoughtstuff.co.uk/code for the GitHub repo for all this stuff, because by the time the video gets published, that will be there. And thank you very much for watching.